This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later in the show, we got Christian McCaffrey. He'll join us at 8:30. And at 9 o'clock, Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps. They're coming off a loss last night. Yep. We'll talk to Coach at 9 o'clock. But joining us right now, a guy who's going to be the lead XFL color analyst for Fox. You know him from college football and college scouting analysis on Fox Sports. It's Joel Klatt on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Joel.
Morning. What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing all right. Excellent. Just getting ready for the game Sunday. Excited for the NFL draft. You got the XFL opening up next weekend. You got the DC Defenders hosting the what's the Seattle team's name?
Dragons.
The Dragons.
The Dragons. Yeah, you bet.
So I was just telling the boys I hope to go to that opener at Audi Field right here in DC, right next to Nats Park. But I don't know anything about the rosters other than the DC Defenders.
I just know Cardale,
and I recognize a ton of the names, obviously, because they were, you know, most of them were big time college players. A lot of them had played in the NFL. I'm guessing you studied all the rosters. Is there a team right now that you say is head and shoulders better than the others just based on the roster?
Well, not really. And I feel like the league has done a really solid job, really led by Oliver Luck, who's the commissioner of the XFL, of trying to create a good amount of parity, you know, so that not only are the games competitive, but also that each team is competitive during the course of the year to not only help attendance, but also viewership and so on and so forth. And so what they've done is they've orchestrated a few trades here and there between the teams, whether a team is weak on the offensive line and needs some help there, a team needs a wide receiver. New York got a quarterback from Los Angeles at one point during this kind of preseason time. So they've done a really nice job of creating some parity. I do think that there's some teams that might be maybe a little bit better at this point. I think Houston has a really good team, but I did get to see DC last week in a test game, and I talked with Pep, saw Cardell play. I really liked what I saw from DC. I think they're going to have a really good club, and I'm just excited for the league, to be quite honest with you, to be able to start this on the ground floor the first year, I guess the second iteration now, but the first year of the second iteration. And it's really going to be a league committed to football, committed to the fan, committed to exciting brand to play. And I couldn't be more excited. I think the fans are really going to enjoy it.
Joel, you probably don't care about this, but I'm a gambler. And I'm looking at the projected win totals of the teams just on my site. And the Tampa Bay Vipers are projected to have the most wins.
Now, how many games are they playing?
Good question.
In the regular season.
Ten.
And then there's going to be two rounds of playoffs.
Okay. So
there's eight teams in the league.
Right.
There's four East Division teams. There's four West Division teams. Yeah. And then they're going to have a couple of rounds of playoffs.
So Tampa is projected to have their total seven and a half wins. Seattle is the worst at 3.5. Actually, St. Louis and Seattle are both 3.5. So why is Tampa projected? You know, this is just one site to have the best record. What do they have?
Well, I think it's a confluence of things, right? But I think a lot of times it can come down to with quarterback play. It can come down to just overall roster.
Mm-hmm.
I would be really surprised if, to be honest with you, if Houston didn't have a really good team, because I think Coney Ealy is a really good player when it comes to rushing the passer. Coney Ealy had 3 sacks in the Super Bowl 50, if you remember. He was a second-round pick of the Carolina Panthers. And so right now, a lot of people are trying to project off of offense, and yet I actually think, based on my experience in just football, that when you start something and you're brand new, defense usually rules the day. And so, again, I would be pretty surprised if the defenses don't come out and play really well early.
I'm surprised. Aaron Murray, who played at Georgia, of course, right, and then was doing some TV for the last, I don't know, what do you think, 3 years, Joel?
Yes.
Yeah, he made the Tampa Bay Vipers?
I believe so. Yeah, that's right. We're finalizing 52-man roster, 53-man roster. So, listen,
interesting.
This day and age, you can go from the Monday Night Football booth to the head coach of the Raiders. You can go to the GM of the Raiders. You can go from TV to anything. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll be in the league next year. You never know.
Funny.
Joel, right. what did Vince McMahon and the rest of the decision makers from the XFL learn from that first go around? I think it was 20 years ago, that the mistakes that they're not going to make the second go around with it starting on February 8th.
Listen, I think that's a great question and a great point. I think the first and foremost, they tried to make it too much about entertainment and not enough about football. This country loves football. It is America's sport, and we have shown a propensity, even in the ill-fated, you know, AAF and such leagues as that, that we're in for the football. If your league can stay solvent, if it's not too gimmicky, then I think that fans enjoy it and that they'll stick around. And so I think that the biggest lesson was that if you stick to football, if you make it fast-paced, if you try to create an exciting brand of the sport that people love, then it can work. And I really believe deep down that that's the main goal of this iteration of the XFL, is to make it about football. That's why they talk about for the love of football. The rules changes are not just to change the rules for change's sake, but to make the game better and safer. All of those things, faster, more exciting. I think making the game about the sport is ultimately the biggest lesson that they learned, and something that they've corrected and ultimately is going to pay huge dividends during the course of this spring.
Talking to Joel Klatt, who's going to be the lead XFL color analyst for Fox. All right, let's shift gears and touch on a little college. Here in D.C., most Redskins fans are excited about the possibility of drafting Chase Young, although there's been increasing discussion maybe the Redskins should trade down and acquire picks. Talk about the talent of Chase Young and what you see from him on the field and what you think he'll bring to the next level.
Because I see Joel has Chase as his number one rated prospect. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, guys. I think that Chase is going to be a great player. I think he is a great player. There's a few things that I think he does as well or better than anybody, and mostly it's his first step. He's got tremendous length. He's got great first step, so he can beat you with speed. But then the thing about it is he's got tremendous hands as well, so he can get himself free. He can use his leverage to get inside. He can get outside. And he's just a total game record. Every time that he needed to make a play, it seemed like he was close. And so from my standpoint, this is the type of guy that you can draft, you can plug him in, and you can play him right away. I think he is a better version of Nick Bosa. Bosa is explosive, but he's shorter.
Yeah.
Chase has better length. He's a little better versus the run because of that length. And he is the type of guy that I think can be an all-pro multiple times in his career. So that's one of the reasons why I have him at number one. I think Joe Burrow is going to be a tremendous player. But right now, just straight prospect, I think Chase is the guy.
And you've compared Burrow to Joe Montana.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look, you know, I think that's the better comparison to anybody that is actually playing currently. And it's mainly to do with their mannerisms somewhat, but their footwork. He's so smooth with his feet. He throws the football on time. He throws a ridiculously catchable ball. It's like he's handing the football to the receiver, even down the field. Not an overly strong arm. In fact, it's not strong at all. When he throws the ball down the field, generally it's underthrown. I think that's the biggest knock that I can give to Joe Burrow. But he's cool under pressure, just like Joe Montana. He's got great feet. He's very accurate. He knows where to go with the football. And he's almost surgical in his approach to how he attacks defenses, very similar to what Montana was, in particular when he was with San Francisco.
I know this is a year ago, but I wonder what your take was on Dwayne Haskins. It's interesting. We had Bruce Gradkowski on the show yesterday, and he made a comment about Haskins' deep balls sailing, maybe being in the air a little too long, which I thought was kind of a nitpicky thing, but that's fine. It's an observation. What were your thoughts on Haskins?
I love Haskins. I had him as my number one quarterback in the class, I believe, if my history is correct. I thought that he's got some of the best arm talent out there. I thought that he was young, he was inexperienced, and it was going to take some time. But when you talk about just the ability to throw the football accurately on time and on target, I think Dwayne is a tremendous player. He's the type of guy for me that as soon as he gets more reps, as soon as he gets more comfortable, and as soon as he gets more weapons around him, he's going to continue to grow and have better and better seasons. I think that in the long term, Dwayne is going to be a great player in this league. He did not have the benefit because of the injuries and the circumstances of being able to sit for a couple of years or even 1 year, like a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Jimmy Garoppolo are playing on Sunday. So he got forced into action a little bit, which at the same time, you know, could behoove him in the future. But I think Dwayne's a really good player. I really do. Like I said, when you talk about just the bottom line proposition for this position, guys, is the ball on time and on target. And I think for the most part, Dwayne does that as well as anybody.
So we're talking to Joel Klatt. If you watch Fox, the college football on Fox, you know who Joel is. He's from Colorado. He played quarterback at Colorado for, I believe, Gary Barnett.
He loves Ralphie, the mascot. He loves him so much.
You love Ralphie.
Best mascot in sports.
It's pretty good.
And he's also the lead XFL color analyst for Fox. So I'm kind of interested in that. But let's get back to the draft. So we talked about Burrow, Chase Young. So Detroit sits at three. Okuda is thought to be the top DB in the draft from Ohio State. Maybe he goes there, maybe he doesn't. But it's just interesting at five with the Dolphins because the Giants at four aren't going to take a quarterback, obviously. But Miami needs one. The Chargers need one. They're at six. And then you've got the Tua deal. Now, Tua obviously had the injury, but he was fantastic up until then. It's going to be interesting to see how he works out and how much – and if he convinces these coaches and scouts, if he's close to 100%, and that could dictate what Miami does at five, and the Chargers too, and you've got Herbert out there from Oregon. So what do you think happens at five? Do you think Tua is still a can't miss and they have to take him, or do you think that he would slide even further based on the injuries?
You know, I to be candid, guys, I think he's going to slide. I think when you actually sit down and map it out and try to make the pick, what you're going to come to the conclusion is that we haven't seen him play a complete season yet.
Right.
We've had, you know, now two ankle surgeries. Now we've got a major hip fracture that everyone says, like, yeah, he's going to be able to come back from this. But do we really know? And honestly, when you're talking about the vessels that get ruptured in that type of hip injury, you don't actually know about the extent of that vascular damage until weeks and sometimes months after the surgery. It's very hard to say, like, you know, he's going to be fine. We kept it intact. Remember, going back to Bo, and I know there's been significant advances, but we didn't really know the extent of Bo's until much later because what was going on as far as kind of that hip dying a little bit. And I'm not suggesting that's going to be that extent, but I do think that when it comes down to putting pen to paper, that's going to be a tough pick. He's a great player. He is a great player. If he was not injured, he would be in the battle with Burrow for the number one pick overall. But when you actually have to hand that card in to the commissioner, I think it's going to be really tough. So I do believe that you might see Tua slide a little bit unless someone comes out and gets definitive answers from their medical team that his hip will be okay, because I still think that there's some question. We try to, you know, paint it as if it's going to be fine and he'll be, you know, running around like nothing ever happened, but I don't think that that's necessarily the case. So I think that the medical evaluation is still so important as we go through this process.
Well, I think also what I've heard is it's going to shorten his career because the one thing that is certain is that arthritis is going to set in, and that's going to shorten it. You know, so maybe it's the one thing that will shorten it is arthritis is going to set in.
That's right. That's
so,
right. That's,
you know,
right. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how that handles. But,
yeah,
you know, guys, I'm excited. I think I got like March 14th that week. I'm going to be in D.C. for a Defenders game. So maybe we can hook up then.
Absolutely.
Come in studio.
Yeah, hang
come
out with us.
Studio,
more than welcome.
The NFL
I'd love
draft
to. Too. I'd love to. Maybe that Friday I can come in or something like that. What do you think?
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Man.
Well, I'll put you on hold. I'll put you on hold. And Drab could work it out.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go.
Thanks, Joel.
Appreciate it, guys.
All
have
right,
a wonderful
man.
Day.
Yeah, you too.
Too,
pal. Good guy.
That's more likely to the game that I'll go to. It'll be warmer.
warmer a little bit.
Yes,
in Audi Field
exactly.
Than the opener for the
XFL. It'll still be kind of cold and raw and windy in March, though.
I know.
That's true.
But the odds are it should be better.
Should
than
be
today.
Warmer, yeah, a month later, you would think.
Of course, it can be nasty.
All right, I'm going to be fanboy for C-Mac when he comes
on. When is that? Is that next?
Well, 8:30.
All right, he's going to be on 8:30, so it'll be a short interview. But I'm still going to be fanboy. I'm just going to tell him thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me 47.5 points per week in my fantasy league.
Yes.
How much did you win?
Like 600.
I mean, you also lockboxed by having the first or second pick. I mean, that's...
I had the third.
He fell to number three?
Pretty sure I had the third.
You know what?
Saquon went one, and... Who would have gone?
Kamara, maybe.
What? I think Kamara went too.
I wish you could find some pre-draft comments where he was the one guy I was obsessed with, McCaffrey. He was my first-round guy.
Valdez is the show archivist.
Well, I did. Took him in our Junkies mock draft, by the way.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you're bragging. This is a Valdez brag.
That year.
Who did I take that year? Somebody like Johnny Manziel?
Probably. Stiff. I'll have to look it up. But I know. Terrible. I know. I took him with like the fifth pick.
Right. Right. Yeah. Charlie raved about him. Charlie at the combine said the guy could play receiver, could play running back, and he nailed it.
He was right.
He nailed it.
He was completely right on that.
All right, so Christian McCaffrey, he's scheduled to join us coming up at 8:30. We got Coach Todd Reardon from the Caps at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kevin. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Thanks again to Joel Klatt, who's going to be calling the XFL games. We're actually going to be giving away some tickets to the opener of the DC Defenders, which is coming up Saturday, February 8th. We'll do that right around 9:45.
I feel bad. Kevin from Fairfax has been on hold for hours. Just go to him.
It's been on hold forever.
Is this Cherry Pie, Kevin?
Kevin. Hey, what's going on, guys? What's
hey, up? Kevin.
I'm excited about this Caps-Pens game.
Which is Sunday, correct?
Sunday. It's the matinee for the Super Bowl. Yeah,
right.
They haven't played yet this year, right?
Even,
that's right.
Who do you think is going to be in net? You think Holtby plays in that game, or do you think Sampson goes in that one?
No, I think Sampson off, and if you look at the save percentages, Tristan Jerry for the Pens, he's done better than the number one
in Pittsburgh.
Kevin's fading.
Yeah.
It's fading a little bit.
Right, so you're excited about the game. All right. So are we.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is the Caps are 17-7-1 when playing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good nugget.
He got you a gambling nugget.
That's a good trend there.
I might have to take that to Hollywood Casino. Might have to get there early.
I wonder if there's any.
Although the Pens seem to play better in Washington and the Caps seem to play better in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
I'm excited. It's going to be a packed. Lots of wings that day.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, buddy.
Your cherry pie was amazing. Looking.
I don't remember the cherry pie reference.
You might not have been.
You're probably out.
I was out.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been.
He brought in a homemade cherry pie that was missing slices.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No!
Why did he bring that in?
He brought us a bunch of coffee.
Why?
He's a loyal listener.
He's just a dog.
And he brought in a half-eaten pie from home?
Yeah.
That like his wife made or something?
Yeah, kind of a donkey.
I think he made it.
He made it with his dirty fingers?
Yes.
Made it from scratch.
And we insulted him, and then he got all bitter. He said he studied food science in college.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Food science, that's a thing?
I thought he said he was married.
I don't know. I'm not keeping up with his personal life.
I know, but I thought we talked.
He's a loyal. He's a Pittsburgh
guy.
Needless
to say,
it doesn't matter. I don't really like to eat people's homemade food because I don't know how they do their kitchens and their fingers and I don't know their grooming. Yeah.
We talked about the thing which really jumped out is he had had two slices already. So it wasn't quite half eaten.
I would have pulled an Opie and jumped right on it and stepped on it.
That was so kind of out.
Well, you missed that.
Yeah. Did you do that?
No.
I made a homemade bagel sandwich.
I saw that on viral and yeah. Adam did
that?
And
Adam did his Opie.
Now, why did you do that, though?
Because Bethesda Bagels brought a bunch of stuff, and we had
ADs.
It left over.
The answer is ADs.
And so I brought bacon, egg, and cheese bagels for the producer's room.
Yeah.
And then I gave them all theirs, and Adam was going to do his taste test live on air. And then Drab told him to do the Opie stomp.
Which he did. Swerve. And then he fell down while he did the stomp.
He was acting like a baby because I told him I don't eat homemade food.
Right.
Because look at him.
Look at Valdez.
Yeah, you want those grimy fingers?
Yeah, exactly.
Food?
Yeah. I mean, we like to get food from places where they have like health codes and standards.
Like professionals are preparing the food.
Like they wear gloves.
Right.
You know?
I hope Drab gets salmonella so bad.
I used to eat T-Mom's food.
I did too from time to time, but then I wised up.
I didn't.
I matured.
You don't remember Team Mom?
Team Mom.
Vaguely. Yeah. No, I remember her. I didn't know. Did
she bring us homemade food? Yogurt parfaits? I mean, she'd bring in everything.
Pretty frequently.
What happened to her? She die?
No, she's a listener. I think she's
EB's default. That person died.
I figure most people have died.
She's either called in or reached out like Facebook message or something like that in the last year or so.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
That's good.
I also know that
the guy with diabetes.
Yes.
And the lasagna.
We're redoing the conversation.
I mean, you guys can take a break, and I'll just replay the segment for a week.
You know what? We should do more of that.
I wasn't here.
Kinks, I'm going to throw out a prop. It's a Caps prop.
All right. I'd like to hear it.
Tell me where you lean. Now, it's heavy on the Ovechkin.
You want my tingle?
Yeah. It's heavy on the Ovechkin side, but I don't know how many shots he averages. But Ovechkin shots on goal -1.5. So he's got to have two more than Patrick Mahomes' touchdown passes. So how many? I don't even know how many shots on goal.
This is against the Pens?
Correct.
Maybe he has eight or nine. Maybe he's got 6 to 8, somewhere in that range.
Well, that'd be way more than touchdown.
If he's got 8 or 9.
He doesn't get 8 or 9 shots. He doesn't get 8 or 9 shots a game.
There's no way. He probably gets 4 or 5.
I think he gets more than that. Well, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't follow shots on goal stats.
Right, I'm going to look it up.
I'm just guessing.
Do some research for me.
I said the Roman Empire fell because they had faulty plumbing. I mean, that was so wrong.
Was that wrong?
According to Valdez.
Oh, is that wrong?
He's no historian. I don't know what his sources are.
No, but history.com is my source.
Okay, that's a pretty good source.
But they had 8 reasons why the Roman Empire fell.
Yeah.
Not one of them was plumbing.
Not one of them was the faulty plumbing.
You're just making
stuff up. I have a faulty brain. No, I heard it somewhere. Right. I don't know where.
I feel like plumbing, I'm sure there was some form of
plumbing. There's a rudimentary form of plumbing.
Right, he's averaging about 4.2 shots a game.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That's why they set that
prop. Of course.
Cake says 8.
He'll
probably get out on 8 shots.
I said I was spitballing.
All right, sorry.
I said 8 because that's his number.
All right, let's go to our next guest. Christian McCaffrey joins us.
He deserves a round of applause.
In the NFL, and now Christian is teamed up with USAA, and they're sending a military vet to the Super Bowl. Let's start with that. Why don't you tell us what you're doing as you've teamed up with USAA?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
you know, we're doing something cool this week with USAA. It's actually the first time we're sending an active duty military member to the Super Bowl. You know, in the past, we've sent some veterans there, but we're sending Sergeant Major Leyva and his brother Jorge to the Super Bowl this year. It's a cool event. I have a huge heart for our veterans and for our active duty military, and I think it's something that you know, gets underappreciated a lot of times. So anytime you can give back, even if it's you know, just sending a couple tickets to a member of our military. It goes a long way, and for me, it's fun too. I get to talk to these guys. I get to pick their brains and, you know, see what their mindset's like, and overall, it's going to be a good time.
Christian, I'm sure that Sergeant Leyva is happy to go, but he'd be happier if his team was in the Super Bowl. He's a Ravens fan. He's going to have to, I guess, pull for the Chiefs because his Ravens are sitting
close.
At home.
I don't know. They were close. I mean, what a year they had. So it had to have been fun as a fan to watch that team.
Yeah.
So,
no
Christian,
doubt.
We're here in D.C. Tell us about Riverboat Ron, your experience with Ron Rivera.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're getting a heck of a leader and a great guy. So, you know, and obviously he has a history of winning. You know, unfortunately, we had a couple of rough years there. I don't think that was ever his fault as a player. I wish I could have won a lot more games for him. But, you know, you're getting a great guy. You're getting a heck of a coach and someone who's, to me, the best thing about Coach Rivera is he's consistent. You know, he's the same guy every day. You know, he works his butt off day in, day out. So, you know, you guys are getting a really good one.
And he's brought along, you know, Scott Turner. Tell us about how Scott Turner is. I mean, I know he was just the offensive coordinator technically just for, I guess, 4 or 5 games.
But he was there a couple years.
But what were your experiences with Coach Turner?
Yeah, Scott's the man. Yeah, he's somebody who I had a lot of fun playing with, or playing for, I guess. But, you know, he brings such a good energy to the facility, such a good energy to practice. He's very relatable. He's very good at, you know, putting offenses in good terms and putting guys in positions to succeed. And, you know, obviously learning from his pops his whole life. He's a guy who's already really good, but is only going to get better.
Christian, first of all, congratulations on being named first team all pro at 2 different positions.
Very nice.
Ridiculous.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And I told the boys I was going to be fanboy here for a minute because I drafted you 4th overall in my fantasy league.
I mean, you fell to 4. I mean, you're going to be the number 1 pick in every league next year, Christian.
The three guys that went ahead of you were Saquon, Zeke, and then Kamara. And you blew all those guys away. And you averaged like 40.
Well, thanks for believing in me.
Oh, dude, I was so lucky, and I won my league because of you. Because you were having ridiculous year or season or games a season. You had a couple games where you had like 15 catches, just putting up crazy points. So it was just a great year for you individually.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Dude, what's it like to come from such an athletic family? I mean, everyone talks about it. I'm sure you've heard it 9 million times, but everyone knows the dad, right, who played in the NFL for all those years for the Broncos. His mother even played soccer at Stanford. He had brother played football at Duke. Another brother
goes to his grandpa's.
Quarterback at Michigan. Another brother quarterback at Nebraska.
His other brother's playing here for the D.C. Defenders in the XFL.
Is that Max? Is he
yep.
here?
Yeah, man, he just took a guy who's coaching with my pops now in Colorado.
Oh, he is. Okay. And then, of course, we remember Billy McCaffrey. Was that your uncle?
Yep.
Billy was his uncle.
Billy lives here in the D.C. I believe he still lives in Virginia.
Is that true?
Doesn't he still live here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he lives in Virginia.
But it's just so crazy. I mean,
Christian doesn't keep tabs on
him. He's a busy man. Okay? He catches like 130 balls a year. You can't always keep up with all of your family members when you're that busy.
I mean, you don't even have a choice. What other sports did you play? Did you always, I mean, given your size, did you always think that you still had a future at the NFL?
You said given my size?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, 6'205". I think Walter Payton was 5'11", 195. You know,
is that
Marcus
right?
Falk, maybe a few pounds heavier than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You know, played this year at 208, but, you know, for whatever reason, that's always a topic is my size. But
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I mean, but the NFL was always sort of your goal. What other sports did you play growing up?
Yeah, I played basketball, ran track, played baseball growing up. I thought it was really important to play a whole lot of sports. And, you know, I swear that to this day that's shaped the football player I am. You know, obviously basketball with hand-eye coordination, timing, quickness, jumping.
Right.
You know, and you talk about track, obviously straight line speed with a little bit of, you know, the whole individual competitiveness where it's just you in a lane. And I think there's power to that. And playing baseball, you know, another great sport. So for me, I wanted to do as much as possible. I had fun playing all those other sports. And I knew football though was my thing, you know, pretty early on.
Christian, let me guess. You were amazing at all of those other sports. I'm going to guess you were pretty good at every single sport you tried.
Yeah, I was good. You know, I was definitely good. I had a lot of success. You know, I got to play. I think, you know, playing. There's nothing like playing basketball and high school basketball and on you know, you're at your home gym with the fans. And then track for me was something that I absolutely loved. You know, I wish I did it a little more in high school and maybe even in college. But I always liked track and you know, the art of becoming faster. I think it's such a fun deal.
Hey, I know you probably answered this question a billion times, but the one thing I was worried about for you at the end of the year was just the amount of hits you were getting, because you were getting 15 to like 25 touches a game. And I was just always worried about, oh man, I need McCaffrey to put up numbers, but he was getting 15 targets.
He's durable.
He was carrying the ball 15 times.
So what's your question?
How did you feel at the end of the year because you took so many hits?
Yeah, you know, I felt great. I take a lot of pride in taking care of my body, and I don't think there's a day that goes by where I'm not getting treatment or I have somebody at the house, whether it's a, you know, soft tissue specialist or a chiropractor. You know, I got a great team of about, you know, 5-6 people who have, you know, helped me since I've been in the league, and I'm always getting treated. My family laughs at me because I'm always, you know, doing something.
Right.
But you know, that's what it takes. And you know, and the result is, you know, and you know, obviously you'll have some bumps and bruises here and there, but you know, football is a lot of fun when you can go into the game feeling 100%. So yeah. I do whatever I can to get there throughout the week.
No, you're amazing. We're talking to Christian McCaffrey, all pro running back. And you know, everything goes viral now. I wanted to ask you, before the season, there were these pictures where your arms just looked amazing. I'm sure you're aware of that. Like, how much do you do? You know, sun's out, guns out.
Our producer, he wants your guns.
You know, you're right. Everything does go viral now. I think everything ends up being on the internet, but. That's the era we live in. I don't understand. You know, what's funny is that was the same thing that happened last year, you know, before my second year is, there was a picture that came out. I guess it was good lighting, right place, right time. And, you know, it went viral, and the talk was, oh, what is, you know, he's grown so much. And, you know, at the end of the day, I've been this, you know, had a pretty consistent weight. I've definitely gotten stronger over the years, but I'm still growing. I'm, you know, 23 years old. Going into year four, I feel good. And, you know, you think you learn too. You learn how to train, you learn what works and what doesn't through you know, experience and trying different things. And for me, it's such a fun process, continuing to grow, continuing to learn on how to put yourself in the best position you can.
Hey, I know you got to go. 10 seconds. Just give me one thing you're bad at. Like, are you bad at bowling or golf or
dancing?
I can't sing.
You can't sing.
Can't sing.
All right, good.
You know what?
You can't have everything. Yeah. You can't have everything.
You have to struggle at something, Christian.
All right, well, stay healthy, bud. Have a great offseason.
Thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, take care,
and
buddy.
He appeared on behalf of USAA. They're doing a cool thing, awarding a military veteran a trip to the Super Bowl.
Think about it. He's probably gifted.
Dating, by the way.
He's dating Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
All right.
It's pretty good. His life's pretty good.
Great-looking kid. Yep. Great at every sport probably he's ever picked. Any ball he's ever picked up, he's been incredible at. Went to Stanford. He's this unbelievable NFL player.
And he should be making $10 million a year. He's only making $2 million.
Well, that time's coming.
He will.
He's criminally underpaid.
He has to be bad at something. I'm thrilled he stinks at singing.
Glad he can't.
Thrilled.
Glad he, you know what? I'm glad Christian McCaffrey's pitchy.
Right.
Glad that happened.
He couldn't win American
Idol.
Thank God. Because by looking at him, you figure he probably could.
Sure, he's dreaming.
But he doesn't know where. He's bad at knowing where his uncles live.
All right. Remember, we got Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps. He'll join us at 9. Keep it here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, so we did the research. Billy McCaffrey definitely lives in Ashburn. Lives right down the street from me.
I clicked on his LinkedIn. He's running like the Loudoun Basketball Academy or something like that. He was such a good college basketball player.
He was a baller.
That's the most genetically gifted family, the McCaffrey family in the country.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, those genes are ridiculous. Correct. I think the Bickle genes are pretty good.
Good DNA in that family.
Oh, no, man. There's a lot of families like that.
They'd pummel the Bickle genes.
The Manning DNA is pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'd say.
Chandler Jones. It's a pretty good combo.
Yeah,
but we're talking about generations here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about just a couple kids or a couple brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about parents, grandparents.
Curries are doing pretty good.
Yeah. Curries aren't bad.
Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty solid.
I get so disgusted that so many people poop here. I was desperate to go in there and use the toilet. Well,
you're one of those people.
Yeah,
you are part of the problem that you're talking about.
It's true. But I rarely do it here. There's always guys in there moving their bowels.
Wrong. I rarely do it here. You are much more frequent.
Well, yeah.
I would say.
I would say maybe once or twice a month. I might have to go here.
Now, that is infrequent. I might do it once or twice a year.
Right.
Hold on. That's a lie. You are more than once or twice a month.
That's really not true.
You're in there all the time.
Not pooping.
Yeah, pooping.
No, not really. I really don't.
I'm calling shenanigans, too, because there's a lot of times
I'm saying once every 2 weeks.
No, where I hear this. I don't know if I can make this segment. I got to poop.
Yeah, I got to poop. Okay, that happens like twice a month.
I think it's more than that.
You're more regular than that.
I think that's like my Peloton bit.
Yeah.
This is
Poopaton.
You're infringing on my bit.
Maybe. But the bottom line is I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it when other people are in there.
I agree.
The sounds are hurting.
You got to do it pre-7 o'clock.
It's a private enterprise. It should never be shared publicly.
Jason is so wacky that if somebody's doing that and he just has to go number one, he'll walk in and see what's doing and he'll just U-turn right out of there.
Well, I go in there.
I can't be in there when someone's in there.
If I'm going number one and someone's pooping,
yeah.
I'm in my brain, I'm going la, 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 because I'm trying not to hear the sound.
Sure. I can't hear it.
And then the smell's coming right after it. Oh,
just another excuse for Valdez to play
the
fart sounder.
So I might not be here next segment because I'll go to one of the secret bathrooms around here and see if I can... sneak it in.
I'm telling you, the best bathroom, it's not convenient, is the one on the second floor Homewood Suites.
Now, you have to leave the door. You want me to go outside?
I just said that he's not going to go. Can you guys work with me?
I thought you were going to say that.
Can anybody work with me when it comes to humor?
There's never anybody in there.
Right. That's why I love it. That's why I love it so. Actually, there was somebody in it yesterday, and it kind of tilted.
I went to the one, I think it was Saks. Saks for that. See, I always go for the high end.
Right.
Because they're going to be nice, private.
Sure.
It's one of Bethesda.
Clean.
Yeah.
It's desolate.
Let's go to Rob in Minneapolis. I'll pull over just to use a Saks bathroom. Rob.
The Saks are so common.
Rob, what's up, buddy?
Tammy.
How you doing, fellas?
That's an old
what's up, man?
Hey. Sorry to break up the poop conversation, man.
Yeah, sorry.
If I can pry something in here.
I got something turtling, that's why. Go ahead.
Jesus.
All right.
So, EB, man, so you're coming out to Minneapolis this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Today.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. I know that when you travel to these cities for these, lacrosse and...
Right. Volleyball. This is volleyball.
Yeah. You like to get a little local flavor, right?
Not really. Maybe a bar, but I'm not even allowed to drink this trip.
A bar? All right. I think you should take a couple hours off of the tournament. I'll take you squirrel hunting.
Glenn Hardesty hunting?
Oh, jeez.
You want me?
That's so easy.
Hey, Edie, come hunt me. I'm in Minneapolis.
You want me to go chase
I'll be
squirrel?
At the 1-3 table.
Yeah, he's easy to find. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
You bring your snow boots.
Snow
you bring,
boots? Yeah, I got snow boots.
You don't even own those.
I got Tim's.
All right, that's fine.
What type of a gun
That'll
do you shoot
work.
A squirrel with?
Might be hard to find me. I blend in with my white golf pants.
Do you
pants.
Shoot the squirrel? I don't know. Do you use a net? What do you do?
You don't use a net.
No, you shoot him out of the tree with a shotgun or like a .22 rifle.
I wouldn't even know how to do
hell.
That, dude.
How would you do that? How would
I wouldn't
you
know even
how to
know how to do that. I've shot a cap gun.
By the way, pretty fair to shoot a squirrel with a shotgun, where it's a billion pellets.
It's a mismatch.
I mean, how is a squirrel? The squirrel doesn't stand a chance. Poor little guy.
That's the point, dude. You're out there hunting it. You want
hey, dude, let me ask you a question.
Do you get sized to Alvin?
Alvin, what?
Chipmunk. Yeah, same thing. Different rodent.
Rob, hey, Rob. Is the convention center connected to, like, the airport there?
No. It's a drive. I mean, it's probably like 15 minutes from the airport. But, like, once you get to the convention center, you're pretty much...
All right, I'm staying at a Hilton. Is there a Hilton right next to the convention center? I think it is.
Yeah, like they're all connected with Skyway.
Yeah, you're good.
So I don't have to go
outside.
I don't want to be in the 17-degree temps.
Well, you're lucky this weekend because it's going to be like, you know, high 30s. It is like 15 right now.
Right.
It's going to be kind of cold tonight.
Jason said it's supposed to snow tonight.
They call it snow showers.
Yeah, so you're flying in tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be a little dicey. It's supposed to be like freezing fog and...
Right,
no,
fog. We have Kobe-like conditions.
Yeah, it's got the fog.
You
layer.
Guys got any mountain ranges around there?
I couldn't be flatter. There's not a mountain in the whole state. Bunch of lakes.
Right.
Yep, it's all lakes. So if you go down, you're going to be in water.
Hey, did you guys see the viral video of the
Rob.
I want him to stay on. Did you see the viral video of the chick that was frozen in the lake? She was fishing.
I did not.
She was a larger girl, and
she
like
froze.
The pier
in the
broke or something, and she fell into the water.
And
she
froze
was,
to death.
Well, no, they saved her, but she was in there for 15 minutes.
Ooh, wow!
In freezing cold water, and it took about six guys to pull her up.
So much hypothermia.
Chick. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's pretty serious. I mean, when it's like 5 degrees outside, you'd be surprised how quickly things freeze, or even. Below zero, if you get wet, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
I would think you got like 2 minutes to survive in that.
Yeah.
I can't believe
she was like, I'm totally numb. I can't do anything. And they had to totally lift her up.
Hey, Rob, say hello to our boy Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, big cat.
Oh, he is big cat. Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to
You'll meet him out.
I'm not going to go hunt Glenn Hardesty.
Look, I understand that that we're overpopulated with Glenn Hardesty's and deer, and they need to be eliminated, but I just don't think I would have the heart to shoot one out of a tree.
I actually think deer are pretty.
Sure, of course they are.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
But they're a menace.
They're not pretty in your front windshield.
No, they're not.
I don't like them when they run into my car.
Yeah, not when you dodge them going 70 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Not quite as pretty at that point.
I've been very lucky that way.
Am I going to have to bring gloves?
I think you should bring gloves, yes. You're going to Minnesota
in
the dead of winter.
You're not
going to
be walking around the city.
Yeah, but I'm going to be outside for a little bit, hailing the Uber.
You'll be outside for 5 minutes.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah. It will be chilly, though. It'll be about probably 15 degrees.
Sure, you can't stay in your room, order your Uber, then walk down when it's right in front of your door.
Right. No, I'm just talking about from the airport. The airport.
You'll be fine. There's got to be an Uber line, and then you walk out as soon as the Camry that shows up to pick you up.
Well, that's...
I mean, that's just what you do.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to try and find Prince's restaurant? You always love going to the woods. I have no idea if he has a restaurant.
Any from Minneapolis? He is from Minneapolis. I don't know if he has a restaurant.
Okay, drive around like a Prince look for tour. Like a Purple House.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what else is.
I know he won't be squirrel hunting. That I do know.
Yeah. I mean, if I had time, I would go to a game maybe, but that's gonna be a pain in the ass.
Whose house did he paint? Purple?
Carlos Boozer's.
Carlos Boozer.
He rented his house.
Killed him. He painted my house purple. I'm sure he was around. He just painted it purple and rolled out.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we're gonna talk some Caps hockey. Todd Reardon, their head coach, joins us here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.